show where we talk about the men and women who be slapping at me in the middle of the ring and the stories they tell in the process. Now, of course, you don't forget to like this episode if you're watching on YouTube. You can leave a comment on Spotify giving us all your thoughts. And I am GB. You got Matt. You have Jake. And we have a fun show in store for you all today. And make sure you follow us across all the social media platforms like Blue Sky, where you can find us, rebook.bsky.social. What else we got in store for everyone today, Jake?
My man, we talking Earthing and Everything Monday Night Raw.
All right. What about you, Matt? What you got?
But not only that, ladies and gentlemen, of course, we are also booking the brand new biggest, hottest promotion in town. Apparently, I'm just learning about it now. Rebooked Championship Wrestling.
That's right. And of course, you can't forget about our picks for who wins the Royal Rumble. Because, folks, it's only a few weeks away. And we're about to find out. And I think one of us is going to be very wrong. Very, very wrong. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. But for now, let's go ahead and jump right in. Monday Night Raw, you know, even though it was technically as our recording, the last thing that happened, I think it's a good thing for us to open with. Because we started things off with CM Punkius comes in, opens the show. Seth Rollins comes out. There's some heat. Drew McIntyre appears. Seems like we're these three guys are circling around each other yet again. Matt,
I was just about to say, it's funny how 2025 is starting off eerily similar to the early parts of 2024. Again, when we started this show, I think it was Rumble into Mania season. These three were at each other's throats. And I mean, I guess if it ain't broke, don't fix the hater aid. I don't know what the phrase would be, but like, let it roll.
Yeah, I will say it's a little shocking that we're back at the same spot. But yet, Jake, it still feels somewhat fresh. I am I alone in thinking that?
No, but it's basically because someone said, you know, it would be really good with this peanut butter and jelly sandwich is if we made it like French toast. You're just adding a third thing to two things that was like, you're like, well, this combination and this combination worked.
Yeah.
And this combination and that combination worked. Let's just do all three of them and see. Like, I mean, that's how it kind of feels, right? It feels like Triple H is back there making a suicide with his favorite soda flavors. And yeah, so far it's working. You're like, ooh, I taste a hint of this. I taste a hint of that. And I mean, yeah, so far it feels, I mean, why wouldn't you enjoy watching these three hate on each other?
Yeah.
They're three of the best on the mic. They're three of the best in the ring. They all like have great chemistry as far as hating the shit out of each other. So
yeah.
I mean, might why not? Let's see. They're going to be interacting at the Royal Rumble anyway. So let's build more tension for more things going on. I think when you have a few stories going into the Rumble, that makes the Rumble more interesting.
Yeah.
Right?
Hold up. We don't need, no, get us back to the three shot. We don't need to see anything. Because that fan sign pretty much says everything for
him. You didn't boil say him,
mash him, take him in a stew, baby. Yeah. Just give me all the good talent and just put them all in.
Yeah.
No, honestly, homie's cooking both figuratively and literally.
And maybe literally.
Maybe literally. I want to see what kind of stew he's working up. Shout out to Carl Weathers, legend.
You got a stew going,
baby. Yes, you are right. It also reminds me, because I love recalling things when they try and bring it back. Do we remember the biggest Royal Rumble, or was it the biggest
greatest Royal?
No, not the greatest Royal Rumble. The biggest Royal Rumble.
The one that Alberto Del Rio won?
That was the one with...
The 40 person?
That was the 40 man? And that was the one with Undertaker, Goldberg, Brock Lesnar. They were all in it. Roman Reigns was in it. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. It was a crazy... Yeah. It was like one of the most stacked Rumbles that they ever had.
Alberto Del Rio won it.
But I am getting the vibe that that's what's going to happen this time around.
That Alberto Del Rio is going to win. Did you, Matt, did you tip this off on your, are we getting an early peek
And honestly, now that you're saying that, I last week I might just go with Alberto Del Rio. You know what I mean? I just send it. But I am saying that you're right. You're getting a lot of really fun stories coming into the Rumble. But this is a great opportunity for them to just wherever they want. Right. Because they got Elimination Chamber. You have John Cena in this match. Like, yeah. You have a lot of factors at play here. But it is crazy, Matt, that in this Royal Rumble, we're going to be seeing Roman Reigns, CM Punk, John Cena, Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre. I don't think we're going to get many joke entries in this one, buddy.
Dude, I know. It's stacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely stacked.
But I mean, do like, and I like the joke. I'd rather call them nostalgia spots.
Sure.
The nostalgia spots.
Because I do some like of those are surprising. Fun. Yes. I do like that where you're like, oh my God, here's Hacksaw Jim Duggan for some reason.
Yeah.
Let's run around with a 2x4 and yell ho and let's get this thing going.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we'll be keeping eyes on it. It's going to be fun because the Royal Rumble, it's the best show. It's my favorite wrestling show. Like pretty much period.
Yeah.
I would say the King of the Ring. Rumble. King of the Ring is a close one when it comes to WWE shows. And funny enough, I will say AEW's Casino Gauntlet is getting very close because that is a awesome match format that I absolutely love. But nothing beats the classic nature of the Royal freaking Rumble. And it's going to be absolutely stacked. Jey Uso's in the match too. LA Knight's in the match as well. Like, I'm telling you, anything can happen. Yeah. So now, as the show progressed here, there was some friction between Nia and Rhea. We'll sit on that for right now. Not really all that much to talk about. But we crowned a new women's intercontinental champion, fellas. And Jake, it was Lyra Valkyria over Dakota Kai. I wanted Dakota to win.
I did too. And I think Dakota may have her moment soon.
Yeah.
But first of all, what a match.
What a match.
It was a great match. Boy, that spot where Lyra suplexed Dakota Kai from the apron to the floor. Oh, my God, dude.
The thud was ugh. I don't like the sound of that.
Man, but like it was a great match. And look, at the very least, yes, I wanted Dakota Kai to win it. I just feel like her time is coming. Again, she wouldn't have been put in that position if it wasn't, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And both of these women showed out. I thought both of these women put on a great example of how great women's wrestling is and can be. And they both should be incredibly proud of that. Lyra should be incredibly proud. You know, she's a relatively new and upcomer. I mean, she's only been a year or less. And that's probably why.
Same, they're doing with Braun Breaker right now. Same exact thing, right, you know?
Right. But I mean, good for them putting it on some younger talent. And I just, as bummed as I am for Dakota, I just feel like her moment's coming. I really do.
It has to, because she was so great in that match. And you're starting to see little by little, like the more that she's been winning, the more the fans have been getting into it. So it's like they are believing in Dakota Kai again, which is exactly what you want to have happen. And she's she's just such a great, you know, like speaker, you know, like she can really make you feel the moment. And I definitely got that vibe. So, congratulations to Lyra Valkyria, new Intercontinental champion, new women's Intercontinental champion. Again, great matchup, and we'll see what happens. But I would imagine, Matt, we'll get more Dakota Lyra, maybe.
I think Dakota, the thing that keeps it in my head again, I think Lyra's kind of the new kid on the block. She did a hell of a job in the Queen of the Ring whole thing, but this was just, I think, continuation, like we're going with our young up and coming talent. So I think it's a good thread to pull. But the thing I kept thinking, I'm like, Dakota Kai though for sure is a future women's intercontinental champion.
Yeah.
I think like when is she not just gonna go away kind of like to the disappear for 8 months or whatever. I feel like maybe this year sometime, maybe even in the near future, I think she's a future intercontinental champion.
I could see her picking up something like that even at Mania. You know what I mean? Like, you know, them giving her that kind of a spotlight. I think it would be really, really cool for her. But yeah, I mean, they put on an absolute banger of a matchup, worthy of your time and attention. If you haven't had a chance to do it.
You don't
got to
be the first, ladies and gentlemen. You got to be the best.
That's right. True.
That's the goal.
That is true. That is true.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah. Now, moving forward, though, we had Sheamus versus Bron Breakker for the Intercontinental title is official after a great matchup between Sheamus and Ludwig Kaiser. So we'll see how that continues to unfold. And then we mentioned this on our AEW episode of Rebook, but it happened. It freaking happened. Sami Zayn picked up a win with a blue freaking Thunderbomb, baby. I cannot believe it.
I love it.
Yo, Adrian.
I love it.
Did it.
I can't believe it, man. What a wow. So first things first about the matchup itself. Miz, Sami Zayn, always a good one. You know, that's just classic good WWE wrestling right there. Mm-hmm. But I really like the finish, and I like that they took it the way that they did. I know that it was intentional, clearly, but I liked it. I like that I want them to do this more, because my favorite part about Bryan Danielson's run and even Will Ospreay's run in AEW is that you never know how their matches are going to end. And I like that. I like the mystery. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to have the finishing move, and I know WWE is really big on that. But Jake, I would be cool to see Sammy like incorporate the Blue Thunderbomb into this a bit more, so that it actually is a match, match finishing move.
And I think that that's exactly what we're going to see. Michael Cole even called it out on commentary about for the first time a Blue Thunderbomb wins a match. I mean, I think it would be cool to see like. I feel like maybe I've talked about this before, but on the show, but of having a wrestler figuring out their finisher,
yeah,
and or figuring out a move and when to do it, how to do it, little adjustments, that sort of thing, and build it into a great move.
Yeah.
And I think that would be a cool thing to see, and to call that out and to talk about that. And you could do that with the Blue Thunderbomb, and why not do that with Sami Zayn? He's a perfect person to get that over.
He really is.
So yeah. I love it. I hope that like you said, it seemed very intentional. He always does a Blue Thunderbomb and never goes anywhere. Then yeah. He's in the corner, Huluva kick, nights, you know, lights out.
I love it, dude. I love it.
They switched it this time, and that felt very intentional. And I'm a big fan of it.
I am. Let's too. Let's do it. It's good. It's good.
The
it's good
era stuff. Of the Blue Thunderbomb. This is the era of the Blue Thunderbomb.
The era. All right.
I don't want to take too much time, but what the flash question, what is the next commonly used move that normally just gets a two count that will finish a match? Go.
Ooh. Stunner.
Kevin Owens uses it as a finish.
Yeah, but right. It's going to start to become less and less.
DDT.
Ooh, okay.
Wait, were you saying the opposite? Or are you saying
what's a commonly used move?
Oh, that normally gets
a two count.
People use
as like a false finish, but it never actually wins.
I'll say a sit out powerbomb. We're probably gonna see more sit out power bombs. Yeah, like okay. Batista bombs and stuff. No one Nyla does the Nyla Rose does the what is it, the beast bomb. So I think that is the Batista bomb.
But you do see a lot of people doing some kind of sit out power bombs that never win. That's true.
I would like to see
DDT is a good one.
I loved it when Gunther was winning with just the power bomb.
Me too.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, I did too.
It's like keep it
frog
simple.
Splash. Nobody wins with a frog splash anymore.
Well, I was gonna say high cross body.
Yeah.
Big old high cross body. 1, 2, 3, baby. Okay.
Even better. Double axe handle from the middle rope.
Double axe handle.
Double
absolutely.
From the middle rope specifically, though. Yeah. That's where the real problem comes in.
Yeah.
And then there were a few other things that happened. We'll talk about it. Don't worry about it. But, you know, we had Damian Priest, who finally got his comeuppance.
Look at that extension.
I know. Crazy.
My man was literally trying to put him from heaven to hell. Look at that.
It was flying in the sky. Fun street fight. Everything you could want in
it.
It
was a great match.
I loved it.
I actually thought this was a better Raw than the first one.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
I had some really good. I had three really good matches, one of which we'll talk about in a minute.
Yeah.
But yeah, four, really. I mean, like you said, Sheamus and
Well, this felt like a good Raw.
Yeah.
Like a really good last week, let's face it, there was no way they were trying to make spectacle. It feel
last week wasn't spectacle. Raw. Last week was a special event.
No, yeah, no. It was a giant commercial. It was a special event, pseudo PLE vibe. It was just a really good episode of TV.
Pretty much, pretty much. There were some other things that happened though. You know, Jey Uso challenged Gunther for a title match main event. It is official. It is happening. So does Jey
Saturday
do it?
Night's main event?
Does Jey do it, guys? Does Jey get it? Does he win the World Heavyweight Championship at main event?
Main event is the Blue Thunder Bomb of events. It's the thing where you build all these big matches, correct, and we know nothing is ever really going to come of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, but can they do a similar thing, though, with you know, outside of a mid-card title? But for, like, world titles, they very rarely, I don't think, since like the old Saturday Night Main Event, have they had like world title changes.
You know what's interesting? They're still doing Main Event. Main event is still a show that airs on Peacock every week. But I just thought that was like interesting. You have Main Event and then you have Saturday Night's Main Event. Makes sense why they rebranded it. If Jey wins though.
But if all the PLEs are on Saturdays now.
Yeah. Aren't they all Saturday nights?
Is there anything special about Saturday? Right,
yeah.
But let's real quick. We'll dissect this real fast. Jey Uso could win. It is Mania season, and you don't necessarily need Gunther to hold the title going into Mania. And he is also one of your biggest stars, Jey Uso.
I think you do need Gunther going into Mania with the world title. I think you do.
Yeah.
Yep. First run as I don't care. It'll be freaking good. Like, he won his first world title in WWE, like world main roster world title, whatever you want to call it. I know, like, the UK title and all that stuff, but one of these big titles. So and they're super happy with him. He's super consistent. He's a top guy. I think he's got to carry it into Mania. I don't see a world where it doesn't happen. Could it happen? Sure. I don't see it though.
Jake, feel the same way?
Yeah, I agree. This feels a little like the Powerhouse Hobbs situation.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's just because it's literally the week before. Isn't it the week before the Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
I mean, it feels a little
especially.
Like. Yeah. And it feels a little like, you know, Fastlane, like nothing's going to happen at Fastlane. You know, like leading into Mania, nothing happened, you know.
Yeah.
Unless you want to screw Kevin Owens out of the title and give it to Bill Goldberg. That's one thing you could do, I suppose.
That is a thing you definitely can do.
Anyway, I think it's going to be a good fight. I think it's going to be a good match. I mean, name a bad match Gunther's done.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, there's
and Jey is still over as hell with the crowd.
And Jey is super over with the crowd. But I just think, you know, I think you want a big heel champion going into Rumble or going into Mania, and
Gunther's your guy.
Gunther's the dude.
Yeah, he is the dude.
You know,
he really is.
See him. I think him and Cena would be a lot of fun at Mania.
I would not be opposed to that. Cause I would be wild for John Cena not to have a title match at WrestleMania, even if he loses it. Right. I still think it would be cool to see him do that. That story is going to be the one that I'm fucking in for, man. I'm so down. I'm ready for John Cena's just run, you know,
and
like
it's all going to start at the Rumble. The Rumble is going to,
that pop is going to be insane. Like, you've seen him back in the ring. Everyone's going to be stoked. It's great. I can't wait. Wow. What a time, huh? If you would have said this 8 years ago, man, I can't wait for John Cena to return. Everyone would be like, the fuck is wrong with you? And here we are, John Cena, the GOAT, coming back. I'm excited. Goats aren't just in the United States. You can also find a couple goats in Mexico as well. You know that? Because one of those goats, as a matter of fact, is the man, the myth, the legend, Cero Miero Penta is in the WWE. I can't believe my freaking eyes that I pulled this image from a WWE website while Penta is holding a microphone microphone flag with the Raw logo on it. Crazy, man. How cool. They mentioned Lucha Underground. Lucha Underground got mentioned. Yeah. So happy.
They mentioned everything. AAA, TNA, Lucha Underground.
Except AEW, lol. Didn't mention AEW, which, you know, which I
means
get it.
We need to, which means we need to have a rematch. Penta versus Io Sky. And Penta versus Chelsea Green. Those are the two matches that I want to see now.
Penta versus Chelsea Green would be a banger.
Chelsea, yeah. Chelsea's already talked about it.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
She said never, you know, she didn't never say never.
Yeah, no, that's funny. That's funny. But
she got absolutely ragdolled in that match. It was crazy.
It really was. Penta's insane, man. And well, actually, funny enough, the first image that I pulled up on my thing was him doing the new move, the sacrifice, as they call it, which was,
I like it.
Yeah, it's cool. You know,
it looks brutal.
I mean, the move is not new. I don't know if the name is new.
The name is new. I don't think obviously the move isn't new.
They called it the he called it the arm collector at one point or something like that.
Yeah, perhaps. In Lucha Underground, it was the arm collector.
That's right.
Because that was like the whole thing. I didn't like that he just used it in the match like nothing. I would have preferred if they had saved this for another day. Unless Chad Gable does something with it.
Chad sold it really well. He really did.
So maybe they do something there. But guys, let's just take a minute and just talk about how great this match was. This is some good fucking pro wrestling, man.
So good.
Go for it, Jay.
It was one of those, like, you know, I went in during a commercial break to make myself something to eat, and they come back, and I hear Gable's music, and I was like, oh shit. I mean, this was a sit down. I gotta watch it. I came and sat down, and I just had my eyes locked on the TV, and it was a great match. It was a great match for both of these guys. Yeah. I thought it really, I mean, you know, again, Gable is so good. He is so good and he deserves his flowers. This man has been putting over new talent and trying to get a new stable off the ground.
Yeah.
And putting on bangers while he's doing it.
Yeah.
And everything that they've told him to do, he's been incredible at it. And I can't speak highly enough about Chad Gable. I think he's great. Penta's a wild man. It is great. It was great to see him. Like, I mean, and you could feel his excitement when he came out, and seeing his daughter in the front row,
that was really
tears
sweet.
Down her face when he's walking out, and you know, his whole family, and then, you know, and it just, it was such a good match. It showcased so much. Like, Penta's a luchador, yes, but he's like, but there's something.
He's different, man. He's always been different.
Yeah. And it's just, it's so fun to watch.
Yeah.
And he's also like, another thing that's so hard to do, I think, especially when you're wearing a mask, is selling. And my God, did he do that
so well, the leg onto the arm, and he just
screaming directly into the camera was great. And the man was hyped. His promo after was awesome.
Yeah.
I think if I recall, Netflix uploaded it with English subtitles after.
That's cool.
So you could watch and see what he actually said.
If you
don't understand Spanish, and that was great. That was great. I mean, it was a perfect debut for Penta. Perfectly showcased him. Let everybody know who he is. Crowd was hyped for him, and even the ones who didn't know him, he seemed like he won them over.
When he did the last Cero Miedo, when he did the final one, when he was like Cero, and then he didn't say anything, and the crowd went Miedo. It felt like everyone in the venue was like, "What are they chanting? I want to know what are they chanting."
Yeah.
And I would not be shocked if people around were like, "Oh, Cero, zero fear, Cero Miedo, Miedo, Miedo." That's how you say it, like, because it felt like everyone got the memo right at the end. And also I do have to say, it was a brilliant decision to not have him on the Raw, on Netflix episode, on the debut, because he would have gotten lost. Well, I don't know if he would have gotten lost.
I mean,
Penta doesn't get lost, but it would not have been as, you know, there's a lot of other things that were happening around that show that you can take like a full 5-10 minutes to enjoy this. Right. But also, I them doing it in San Jose was just brilliant. massive Latino population out there in San Jose, California. Mm. A massive Mexican American community that exists over there. You heard it when he said, "I'm speaking to my Mexican, you know, my mi Mexicanos, y mi." I think he said something about Latin American family or something like that. Mm-hmm. You heard that pop? That crowd? They were like, "Oh, they're like, oh shit, he's gonna speak Spanish." Like, I mean, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. For a very long time, the WWE has always come across to me as a rather, you know, not great organization when it comes to being a Latino. And and I still have my reservations about what they're going to do with Penta, given, you know, the Latino cinematic universe exists. But I do really think when you saw him walk down that aisle, and he saw him do the Penta thing, you know, he's like making his way down. Who oozes that much fucking charisma? Like the last guy I could think of that was from another place, from another country, Shinsuke Nakamura. Last guy who oozed that much charisma making his way out to the ring, right? Okada, the charisma making his way out to the ring. Penta's got it. Penta's got it. And this shit's going to be awesome. I'm excited. You worked with Penta, Matt, right? I believe. No, you never did?
Never met him.
Never met him. I got to meet him one time.
One of those mainline folks that I both of the Lucha Brothers. I haven't crossed paths with them yet. Unfortunately, I hope to at some point.
Yeah, I got to meet him once when I did AEW because I called their match with them and the Young Bucks tag match. I believe a full gear. Yeah. It was so fun. Oh my God. They're insane, dude. They're insane. Fun fact, had to pee in the middle of that match. Penta is here. Where do we think he goes? Matt, you think he takes a trip to the Intercontinental title? You know, maybe let a certain Bron Breakker knows he has no fear?
No. Just work for a while. I think literally, I mean, maybe put into a story. I don't think we need to throw him into a title situation. Give me Penta versus Rey Mysterio on WWE TV. Just inject it.
Do that at WrestleMania.
Do that? Yeah, sure. That's what I mean. That's the kind of thing I'm thinking of, the possibilities there. Him and Andrade. Oh, baby. Like, I know there's roster, but trade windows, right? Whatever the hell they're doing now. But dude, let him just work for a little bit. Let him have matches like these with some of the best guys you got, and then figure out something. Weave him into a story creatively. I don't think you have to push him for a title.
I agree.
Right off the bat.
I agree. There was a, I did notice a few things, funny enough, in that match. The referee definitely acting as a bridge between Penta and Gable. But I think Gable knows a little bit of Spanish because there were some moments where he was like talking. I could see him talking to Penta and I could see, and I was like, I mean, I know Penta knows English, but it's just one of the words. His mouth moved in a way where I was like, that looks like he said something in Spanish. But I don't know. I cannot neither confirm nor deny. But I think for that reason, though, the referee that was out there is a Spanish speaker. That gave Penta a lot of comfort. And then on top of that, it just the whole situation. You could just tell halfway through the match, him and Gable were hitting a rhythm. And it was.
Oh, yeah.
Baby, give me that every single week. And I'm OK for right now. We'll, of course, be keeping tabs on Penta as things move forward here, but congratulations, man. So happy for the guy. It just as a fan of AEW, who's been watching this dude since the absolute beginning, it warms my heart to see him have such a big stage to be able to show the world why though everyone needs to know about Pentagon fucking Jr. SmackDown has become, I would say, the land of opportunity 2.0. We were talking about this last week with Simon on the show, and we're definitely getting that vibe here again, Matt, where you got Chelsea Green doing great, you know, stuff with Meechan, right? Meechan starting to get some movement. Los Garza finally picks up a win because of interesting tag team scenario that we'll talk about in a second. There were some good moments there, right, on this show. Is that the vibe that you're getting? Does it feel like they want to do that land of opportunity 2.0?
I think so. I said it last week. I think, and it continues this week. I'm not trying to downplay anyone, but it's like with Netflix, there's less of the quote unquote star power. They don't have like the headline names, as many of them as Raw does.
Yeah.
But I think they have some of the better, best talent, hardcore talent on that side of the roster, specifically that tag division, which I think is just, as they factor in more and more people, it is really stacked. I mean, it totally towers over what I'm trying to think of all the teams on Raw. I don't think there's that many men's tag teams that are established, but yeah. The SmackDown ones, there's a lot of really good, really hungry, established talent as well.
Yeah.
So I just think that the field is wide freaking open there.
It really is. And, you know, Pretty Deadly, Los Garza, you also have DIY, DIY is Raw, right? It was DIY is SmackDown.
Yeah.
And the Raw tag champs
Motor
right
City
now.
Motor City Machine Guns?
Yeah, Motor City Machine Guns. I mean, them
Street
alone.
Street Profits.
Those three teams alone are a division.
Exactly. You know? A-Town Down Under, baby.
Yeah.
Where have they been?
I know.
They've been just doing a lot of like social promos. They've been kind of keeping themselves on the screen digitally, which is good. But I mean, they're another one though. They're good and they're entertaining. You could fit them in anywhere and they would fit as well.
Yeah.
You see Alpha Academy's on Raw.
Judgment Day.
As is Final Testament.
War Raiders.
One of them still hurt?
No, they're.
Let's see who else.
Yeah, because I remember
Wyatt Six.
Oh, they just moved to SmackDown though. It's confirmed they're now on SmackDown. So
okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
But Final Testament, you know, you have Authors of Pain, which is a great team, especially with the quicker, more.
New Day's on Raw,
of course. Yes, New Day.
Absolutely. New Day next week, by the way. New Day next week. Back in action. Oh, it's gonna be bad.
It's been like two and a half months.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while since they've been in the ring. I can't wait for that one. Yeah, you got a lot of fun stuff with the tag division, but you also have
Bate and Pete Dunne. They were a fun
Tyler
tag
Bate
team.
Was injured. He was injured, so yeah. That was why. Yeah.
I think he just got cleared too.
And you had another new team that was potentially forming that I want to get the picture for here in Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga. They were the main characters of that episode of SmackDown, coming out, making themselves known throughout the rest of the episode. But one thing is for certain, guys, Jacob Fatu's time is starting to rise. It's happening. This is it. This is step one. Because Jacob Fatu's looking like a monster out there.
And the subtle thing, like you see him starting to wear like his clothes. Little things like that. You know what I mean? He's not wearing his bloodline costume, if you will, his bloodline uniform, the same, you know, right. that he was wearing. He had his cutoff shirt, his street wear in those early seconds when they were beating people down like LA Knight and stuff. It was a little more of him coming into it instead of, all right, you're playing the role of the bloodline guy, the enforcer. Now you're going to be you.
Yeah. I like that. Oof.
Well, I would like to see Jacob Fatu become the new face of the Real American Beer. And he's just saying, you know, kids, eat your vitamins, say your prayers, and love Solo. That's all that's what I want to see.
And then when they say that, the faces of Kevin Owens and Randy Orton make a lot of sense. You know, it's suddenly all of a sudden, man, what a fiasco that turned out to be. So yeah, we'll of course see what happens. I think Solo is going to be coming back to SmackDown this week. So there will be some movement there. He wasn't on the show this week. Like I mentioned, Jacob and Tama Tonga took the show over. LA Knight also felt the brunt of that too. So there's going to be maybe LA Knight crossing paths with the bloodline, which they have already dangled a few times now, but we'll see if they continue forward at this point. I did like the way that the story's cross-pollinated, though, right? Like, LA Knight just pushed the dudes out. He's like, you know, I'm tired of them. Push him out. He's like, I got to go with my championship. Obviously, those dudes were going to come back. Gave him a great out to keep that belt on Nakamura. We were talking about tag wrestling, and I think this gives me an idea. So... On the last episode of Rebooked, we had a challenge. Name an AEW pay-per-view, and the guys did a great job. You guys really did. You nailed it. But this time around...
It was a special episode of Dynamite.
It was a special episode of Dynamite.
That's right.
Yeah. And we need you to name a special episode of Dynamite. You guys nailed it. But this time around, you know, Nick Aldis, he was so passionate. It was a great promo backstage where he was like, you know what? If you guys want a title shot against DIY, you got to prove it. You got to go out there and prove it, which led some pretty awesome tag team matches on SmackDown. But the brain got spinning. What if we were to book our own rebooked championship wrestling tag division. That's right, folks. We got our own federation. We don't. But I thought it'd be fun to do something like that. And yeah, I asked the guys to send me their tag divisions. And the results are in. I just want to make sure I got the wrestlers, the wrestlers real fast. Who are we going to start off with here? I think I have on this Jake. So Jake, you will be up first. Let me just make sure. Where is Jake's wrestlers? Oh no. Do I not have Jake's wrestlers here? Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I got it. There it is. Oh, doggy. And Jake's tag team division is... Team Hell No, The New Day, The Fashion Police, The Usos, and Death and Taxes, a team that he made up, right? Because that is not a team that existed.
Yes, no, it never happened.
This is your
It's not part of the rule. We could just make up teams.
That was exactly what was told to
me. No, I thought it was pick the five greatest teams or whatever of all time to make the best tag division.
It's your tag division.
I was told that it could be whatever, because the other one that I almost made, was Doinkhausen of Doink and Danhausen.
I would have loved to have made that graphic.
That was the other one that I almost.
That would have been a fun graphic to make. Damn.
Yeah.
All right. So we got Jake's division, but let's go ahead and see Matt's division, because he's got he's got a couple doozies as well. And Matt's division is also The New Day with FTR, the Rock and Roll Express, Motor City Machine Guns, and the Skyscrapers, is Undertaker,
Mark Callis, and Dan Spivey.
So yeah. Sid Vicious and the Undertaker. Who's Dan Spivey? It was a while ago. I don't remember the name top of my head, but I found it. I found it off of the picture you sent me. So there you have it. Now we have our tag divisions. Just to refresh.
Also known as Waylon Mercy, right?
Waylon Mercy. Was that him?
Let me look it up.
Because I do remember that one. I remember Dan Spivey.
Yes. I was thinking somebody else might have been Waylon. Yes, it is Waylon Mercy.
You guys did a good job. You picked five great tag teams. Well, here's the deal. Okay. Now you're going to put them in a bracket. But you're thinking to yourself, GB, how are you going to do that? It doesn't make any sense. You know, well, you're going to have to eliminate one of the teams here and now. So you'll have to make a decision.
Well, we've got two New Days, so get rid of one of them.
You can't get rid of the New Days.
Wait, why not?
I just don't feel like it.
Okay. So we're going to have 2 days.
I mean, look, if you want to get rid of one of the New Days, you can. But I think when you're talking about tag division, you got to keep New Day, you know? So I would like to see at least one New Day. And I worked really hard on the graphic, so you motherfuckers are going to keep it. Okay. So one of you are going to keep New Day. But here we go. Let me make sure. I just got to bring up the graphics here real fast so that this way we are good to go. And it is time. Here it is. Your bracket. Jake, you are up first. You have to eliminate one of the teams. It's fine if you both eliminate New Day. I'm just kidding.
Wait, is Jake eliminating one of his own teams, or am I eliminating one of Jake's teams?
I like the idea of Matt eliminating one of Jake's teams. So let's do it that way. Matt, you get to eliminate one of Jake's teams.
Okay, because you had said something about the opposite person picks someone into eliminate.
Oh, that was the veto. That was the veto for the results, but still, it works out here. So
are we doing this whole bracket, or is this a week by week thing?
We're doing the whole bracket right now.
Oh, okay.
Whole bracket. Well, it's going to be quick.
I'm getting, by the way, Death and Taxes was apparently, according to Bruce Pritchard and one of his podcasts, was an idea just pitched and created with these two.
Nice.
But
wow.
Because they didn't actually exist, get them out of there. Get them out of there.
No way. Death and Taxes are done.
This is wrestling. It's all about reality, okay?
Wow. Death and Taxes are out. So they are out of there.
Believable reality.
All right.
Death it is.
So let's go ahead and pick a random number, Jake, from 1 to 4.
Three.
All right. Pick a random.
You have seeded these, or you have already given them?
I've given them random numbers. Pick another number.
Right. One. You know what? That's kind of the matchup I think I wanted in the first round.
All right.
That's an amazing matchup.
All right. Our bracket is set. We are here. We're ready to go. Let's now go ahead and let's go ahead and do Matt's. How about we do Matt's? Okay. Let's do Jake's. Scratch that, because I don't want to go through all the graphics again. All right, Jake, it's your turn. Let's go ahead and do this. Your first matchup, pick which one you want to go first and make the prediction.
Make a prediction? You mean
book the match? Book the match.
Because choose my division.
All right, book the match.
All right, here's the thing. This is going to be a fun match. It's going to be ridiculous. I see fashion police involving a lot of what they think are disguises throughout this match. I'm going to go with fashion police. Yeah. I'm booking fashion police over Team Hell No. I'm doing it.
All right. Any vetoes? Yeah. Any vetoes? I'm good with that. I'm fine with that. Team Hell No, you are eliminated. All right. New Day, Usos, who wins?
Let me tell you, like, these guys have had battles, absolute battles. And they've all been great. I loved their Hell in a Cell match together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, it was so good. But I think I gotta go with New Day.
New Day.
I'm going with New Day.
All right. So there you have it.
It's mostly because I want to see Woods versus Tyler Breeze in that.
Hell yes.
I would love to see that. That would be amazing.
That's what I want. Austin Creed. Yeah. Versus Breezy, baby.
Now, so here's the thing is, who wins?
Well, here's my question. Are they the present day or are they the past?
Hey, that's up for you to decide. I was going to make a graphic, but I couldn't find just Kofi and Woods looking sinister. So I didn't get a chance to. But you could eliminate.
Here's what's going to happen. This is going to be a very New Day's working his heels.
Okay.
Because the fashion police are clearly faces.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
New Day's working his heels as they are now.
Okay.
They're going to just drag them around the ring. And then as they're about to go for the big finisher, Big E's music hits.
Oh.
And he comes out and helps the fashion police beat the New Day to become the first ever rebooked tag team champions.
Let's go.
That's how it's gonna go.
Love it. Love it. Love it. So Big E comes in for the save, and the fashion police are the new tag team champions. Holy moly. They said it couldn't be done too, but clearly they.
Oh, it can.
It can be done, and it will. And it will be done. All right. Well, now it is Matt's turn to go. So let's go ahead and I'm going to ungroup this real fast and let's go ahead and see who shall you eliminate from this Jake.
You know what? I'm going to say get FTR out of there.
Get FTR. Just out. Oh my word. This guy's choosing violence.
I want to see you book the skyscrapers. That's what I want to see.
Oh, don't worry.
All right. Here we go. Matt, think of a number from 1 to 4.
Think of one as if it's a challenge or whatever. 2.
2. All right.
1. 4-3. Let's go.
Rock and Roll Express versus New Day would be a match.
That would be a fantastic match. Okay. All right. Matt, it is now your time to book.
All right.
The rebook tag team champion.
Okay. So Motor City Machine Guns are one of my favorite tag teams of all time. I think they're so supremely talented. But I think every tournament just needs a monster. Skyscrapers, they're going out.
Book it. Right? Book it.
You need a challenge to overcome. And so New Day, Rock and Roll Express. It would be such a good match.
It would be. I mean, because just comedy across the board, fun moments.
Yeah, but at the same time, both incredibly athletic tag teams. Yep. You know what I mean? Like when they get going, like Rock and Roll Express popularized that style of kind of like fast paced athletic tag team action or whatever. For then the Rockers to come along, and then so Edge and Christian and the Hardy, all this stuff. This is where it kind of really kicked off with the Rock and Roll. So I'm talking prime. I'm not talking about Ricky and Robbie now, as hilarious and awesome as they are.
They are great
because
now.
Because they are. They're fantastic. But yeah, prime Rock and Roll. But in this case, I think New Day wins it.
New Day wins it. Whoa. New Day wins it. So now we have the New Day versus the Skyscrapers. Now the New Day struggled on Jake's brand, but maybe on Matt's brand, maybe on the Blue brand, they might find an opportunity to win. Do they win?
They might, but they don't.
No.
Because you know what? Over on Jake's side, we saw some campy ass, happy ass baby faces winning. No. Over here, we've got a mountain for the rest of the division to climb. Our first ever champions, the Skyscrapers, baby. These two towers of destruction reigning over all the little tag teams below. Who the story, the real story will be. Who will topple the Skyscrapers?
Oh, man. Well, you know what, folks? If you want more, you're just going to have to continue to tune in to find out who challenges the Red Brand's champion, the Fashion Police, and who challenges the Blue Brand's champion, the Skyscrapers. Ooh, Reebok Championship Wrestling's really heating up.
Well, when you do... No, I can't say that.
Go for it. Go for it. Do it. Get us canceled.
If you're going to have... Eventually, if you're going to have the Skyscrapers fall, it can't be in New York.
That is terrible. Ah, but it was 23 years ago, so it we can. Was.
Yeah, I think
you know. It's also damn that just hit me. But no wow, intended. Yeah, right. That's enough of that. Well, there you have it, folks. The Skyscrapers is match champion. The Fashion Police is the champion for Jake's Red Brand. You guys are gonna have to come up with names for your shows. By the way, maybe that's what we do next week. Next week, we come up with names. Maximum Carnage. You got to stop.
No, yours should be Maximum Carnage.
Maximum. Maximum. That's right. Well, guys, you know what's happening now. It brings us right up to one of the greatest segments that we have ever conceptualized on this show. It is Who's Winning the Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
That's right. That's where we decide who is walking away as the winner of the 2025 Royal Rumble. Each week, we have been making our predictions, letting people know what is going on. And now we have our results and they are in. So who is winning the Royal Rumble? Bum, bum, bum. It is, according to this, CM Punk for me and Nia Jax. Jake is holding firm. Kevin Owens all the way down. Dakota Kai. And Matt is back again. Saying some shit.
The CEO of Netflix is going to win the Royal Rumble.
That's who that is?
Yes. The Rock's good friend, Ted Sarandos, as he's mentioned multiple times, in that Pivot documentary. Don't slander me with the Shockmaster. Is that the picture we put up when I'm being an idiot?
Yes. That's not I'm getting That's
here. Our oh, new, my God. Our new tag team in my division, Shockmaster and Chris Masters, the Shockmasters. Oh. That's going to be my...
No,
be
wait. Another, I'm adding no, the Shockmaster, Chris Masters... The Master Debaters. That's the team, the master debaters. So the CEO of Netflix wins the Royal Rumble, but you picked Naomi. That felt real, I think.
Yeah, that's my straight pick of the week. I should have started making that a segment. Matt's straight pick of the week.
Let me see if I can get a better look on this one here.
Ted Sarandos, I think, and everyone thinks The Rock is pulling out. You know why? It's because he's calling in the favors. He's the Rock. He's on the board. He's told you 18 million times. Right. He's told you that he's friends with Ted Sarandos about 15 million times. And so the fix is in. The heel Rock is coming back, but it's not him. He's putting in his corporate allies and they're going to take over the show. It's a corporate takeover of a corporation within another corporation. It's going to be the story of the century anyway. And
he's going to Naomi. He's going to keep annually raising the price of WrestleMania. Yeah, that's what he wins.
That's how it goes.
You will have to pay extra for WWE content on Netflix. Naomi, I think, is just it's one of those things that she hasn't checked off her list yet. And she is she's been having a pretty good little run since returning to WWE. And recently in particular, she's been getting some big wins. So I think maybe this could be her year, her moment to kind of have that. And she's always fantastic.
Yeah, for
so,
real.
So like it's easy to put her in with anybody. So that's just one of those ones where I'm like, I think she checks it off her list.
Mm. Now, Jake, you're sticking with Kevin Owens, but you do know that he is in the championship matchup at the Royal Rumble, right?
When has that ever stopped someone from entering?
I hear you.
Okay.
But do you really think that in a match where Roman Reigns, John Cena, a CM Punk, Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, you genuinely believe Owens is still going to win the Royal Rumble?
Oh, you mean, do I think that he's going to be able to skate by because of all these other idiots who have problems with each other? Yeah, I do.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. That's good. I set you up for that.
They're all going to be distracted by their hatred for everybody else. Kevin Owens is going to be pumped up. He's all business. He's going to be so pissed off.
Yeah.
For whatever reason he lost, and he's going to turn into Kill Steen Kill again. That's what we're going to see in the Rumble.
Dakota Kai, though, I like the Dakota Kai pick. Go for
Dakota
that.
Dakota Kai, well, that was again, like, I thought she was winning the IC title. Yeah, I really did. I
really thought so too.
And this is what I mean when I think, like, she needs her moment. And I really think that. I think that Dakota Kai could win it and, face someone. I think she could face Tiffany. I think that would actually be a pretty good match. Mm. They're both very athletic, both good in the ring. I think that could be really good. A lot of fun. Dakota's kind of being seen more as a face now.
Yeah.
So I think that'd be great. And again, it's another, like, a lot of my picks for the women's side have been more like manifesting.
Mm.
A lot of them have been. Chelsea Green, Naomi's one that I picked a couple of weeks ago. Who I'd love to see win as well. Yeah. I'm going Dakota Kai.
There's still a world where CM Punk wins it, I think. But we'll push that one aside for right now. I went with shocker CM Punk. I called that he was going to be in the Rumble since the beginning, and he's in the Rumble. He announced it this week. Finally, the words came out of his mouth. And I also know that he wants to win, you know, he wants that main event and they could give it to him because everything looks good for them to give CM Punk exactly what he wants. Everything he could possibly desire is at his fingertips. Maybe, I don't know, or Kevin Owens steals it all. And then, or Ted Sarandos, honestly, still a possibility. Now Nia Jax, on the other hand, this one was a direct result of what happened from Monday Night Raw. I felt like her coming out, challenging Rhea. Do I find that to be exciting? No, I do not. But I can see them doing it. That is the reason why I went with Nia Jax. Am I wrong? Like, dude, the reaction she got was not good. Good heel heat for sure, but then you got to start to wonder if it's like people just really don't like her. But I think that it's just she's doing a really good job of like pulling that hate in her direction, that anger. But I really, really do hope, though, that we see a little bit more in the in-ring if that is the direction that they're going.
Sure.
Because, you know, I think when Nia's in the ring one-on-one, it's like she puts on a great match. So I'm not too concerned about that. But it's really when you get into those like multi-individual matches where things start to kind of, and it's hard, right? It's just a hard match format. So like, I mean, Matt, do you have experience with it? Cause I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. Cause like you have, in there, it's like you have less to do.
Yeah.
But then you're also, you have to constantly be aware of what everybody else is doing. Like if you're in a 3-4 person match, like it's might be less physically taxing, but your timing almost has to be better.
Yeah.
Because you're making saves, you're breaking things up, you're countering things, you're making this, you know, interfering here at this point. The timing on that needs to be so good for things to come off right. So yeah, it can be a hard thing.
Yeah, it's a tough match format, but it's the best. So there's our predictions. Let us know in the comments down below who you think is winning the Royal Rumble. We are right around the corner, people. We got one more in us. And then I think it's just 2 weeks left, right?
I'm going to have to add another. Another thing. I think there's two more.
I'll have to probably send you my template too, so that this way everything's good. But I like this graphic is amazing. It's so good. The fact that we can track the insanity of Matt from the beginning. I mean, look how simple, look how innocent it got, right? Look how we started. We started so nice. And then out of nowhere, mm-hmm. this motherfucker went and said Adam Pearce.
I just believe in people, man. You know what I mean?
He just kept going. Then it gets crazier. Amazing, guys. Well, that is going to do it for us this week. Great shows across the board for WWE. SmackDown, Raw, excellent shows. Excited to see what happens on SmackDown this week. Looking forward to seeing more Penta stuff. Before we go, send the people home. Anything you guys are looking forward to? Jake, we'll start with you on WWE this week.
I'm looking to not being on fire this week.
That is true.
Hopefully.
That is true. Yeah.
I mean,
outside of the fire.
Coming up, I mean, New Day back in the ring, finally, as heels.
Yeah.
Officially. Very interested to see
what happens there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. What about for you, Matt?
I'm gonna kick it out outside the lines, but I'd be remiss this week if I didn't say TNA Genesis on Sunday. Big return to pay-per-view. It's been a little less narrative driven. It's more just like badass matches, but like in particular, man, it's caused some controversy, but Jordynne Grace and Tessa Blanchard, I think, are going to beat the crap out of each other. It's going to be one to watch.
Yeah. And Nick Nemeth.
It could be Joe Hendry's time. Yeah. It could be Joe Hendry's time.
Yeah. Nick Nemeth versus Joe Hendry. Right. For the title. Finally. We'll see. Oh boy. That's going to be exciting. I mean, I'm looking forward to Collision. I've been enjoying Collision so much. It's been really fun to watch. You could tell like, the group that gets put on Collision really takes the ball and runs with it and has a great time putting on some real phenomenal matches. Mark Briscoe in particular, I think, has become probably like every time he shows up on my TV, I want to watch a Mark Briscoe match. It's just been that much fun to see his rise in AEW. So yeah, lots of fun stuff. Again, let us know in the comments down below. What are you looking forward to this week in professional wrestling and just this week in general? And for those of you guys who are out here in California, make sure you stay safe. And if you want more information, we didn't talk about on this episode, we mentioned on the AEW episode, but if you want more information for donating to the Red Cross, we'll be sure to put some links in the description down below so you guys can get involved or just spread the word. But that is going to do it for all of us. Make sure you like and subscribe. All the stuff you got to do in the social media garbage. Join us on Discord. You'll find all that stuff in the description down below, and we'll see you next week. Peace out, everyone. Take care.